So welcome to our Ask an Expert section with our Regional Education Navigators. My name is Sinitra Pickens, and I'm a nurse at Kaiser Permanente of Tacoma, Washington. And today we have Melanie and Angelica. Welcome, guys.
Hi. Hi, Cece. Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Melanie Bermudez-Felix, and I'm a Regional Education Navigator. And mainly, I'm working with a lot of members at the Kaiser Capitol Hill campus.
Hi, everyone. My name is Angelica Ravelis. I'm a Regional Education Navigator for the Training Fund, and my region is Snohomish and Bellingham.
Awesome. We're happy to have you guys today, and we were going to just start off by kicking off a couple questions. Main one we're going to start with, what are the Training Fund services and programs?
Yes, thank you. Great question. So with the Training Fund, we have lots of different services and programs. First, we offer career and educational counseling. In addition to that, we offer academic support. What this means that members have access to prep books such as TEAS, Kaplan pre-nursing, and some GRE. In addition to that, we offer workshops. So workshops are offered all throughout the year. Some of those topics include resume writing, personal statement, TEAS prep, and statistics. In addition to that, there's tutoring services, so members have access to our tutoring. There's professional development activities as well. So what does that mean? That includes, for example, for ProTech, they have opportunities for conference travel. If you're an RN, there's opportunity for professional development with RN specialty certification. And we also have access to CE Direct, where members can utilize that to obtain continuing education units. And what that means is that, again, there's over hundreds and hundreds of different healthcare topics where members would take courses, and then upon completion, you would get a certificate. So that's available. In addition to that, there's employment services. So employment services include resume writing, as well as mock interviews, and our tuition assistance, right? So tuition assistance, one of our bigger programs. And again, it's depending on availability. It is seniority based, but this is where members can really, you know, again, get access to enrolling in school and pursuing, you know, a program, and again, obtaining and continuing on with their educational goals.
Awesome. So the next question, how do I qualify for these services and programs?
Thank you for that question, Cece. The first thing to do is to apply to the Training Fund. There is no cost to apply and no cost for the services that we'll provide you. So number one would be the application process. That is reviewed by our member services to make sure that you're part of the union and set up your profile. General eligibility includes not being per diem, and you would have to complete your first 90-day probationary period to access the first initial services that we offer. You also are based off of your bargaining units. So we have three different bargaining units, which is your ProTech, RN, and service. And then an RN will, or a regional education navigator will be assigned to you in your region. You'll have a meeting that you would set up. So we get a good idea of what your educational goals are, and then provide you with a list of services that we offer and you can access.
Great. And to qualify for tuition assistance, is it the same?
So to qualify for tuition assistance, the way it works is that the tuition assistance enrollment cycle, we have one deadline per year. And again, as we mentioned, it's based on seniority. The tuition assistance is awarded depending on availability, and you must have completed 1 year of service at your employer. So in this case, of course, with Kaiser, you have to have completed 1 year of service. Now, the funding and the amount of your tuition assistance, it depends on your FTE and your bargaining unit. So for example, the range would be $3,500, but up to $5,250 per year. Again, just depending on your FTE and your bargaining unit. You cannot have any corrective action, so that would not make you not eligible. And you must maintain satisfactory school progress throughout the duration of your educational plan and your educational goals.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you for clarifying that process.
Sure.
So after applying or figuring out if you qualify for services, programs, and tuition assistance, what does a regional education navigator do?
Your regional education navigator, their role is to discuss what your educational plan is and set you up. So as your regional education navigator, we'll provide guidance through your academic journey and while you are engaged with the training fund. So that's your point of contact to provide you with those services that you need. We provide career counseling, education management, goal setting and barrier reductions, employment services, just to name a few of the services that we have. So number one, we're here to assist you, help you with any type of barriers that you may have. We want you to pursue your education. And of course, our goal is to get you completed through that program. So we're here to be from the beginning of your educational goals all the way to completion.
Sweet. Where can I find out more about the services the Training Fund provides?
Yes, very important information that we'd love to share with you all. So members, you can always refer to our website for more information. Our website is www.healthcareerfund.org. Our website will provide all the information on all of our services that you would need to know and how to access them. In addition to that, you know, we'll have the forms available, the online applications, everything would be available on the website. And then just as you know, to follow up with Angelica was saying about the Regional Education Navigator, we're here as a team. We're located throughout the state in Eastern Washington as well as Western Washington. And again, if you'd like to connect with your Regional Education Navigator, we would welcome that. And our information is all listed on the website as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. What are some examples that members have utilized their tuition assistance for?
Many of our members utilize their tuition assistance in completing their prereqs, degrees, advanced degrees, in many healthcare and allied health programs. So there's a list of approved programs on our website that you would be able to access and take a look at. Some examples include ADNs, BSNs, BAS, a Masters of Business Admin, MSNs, many more, all within the healthcare field or healthcare related. So again, visit our website and you'll see our approved program list for all that good information.
Thank you guys again. Thank you, Angelica and Melanie, for joining me today. Appreciate you guys for taking the time to answer some key questions members may have. And thank you again.
Thank you for having us. We look forward and hoping to hear from you all.